Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of December 17th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated to camp, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past weekend, we had campers out for Respite Care Weekend, a time in which parents and care providers can drop their kids off on Friday night, come back on Sunday, and pick them up. The campers always have a super time, and it's a great break for the parents and the family members. Emergency Respite Care is available 24/7, 365 days a year. Our travel campers had a great week in Orlando, Florida. Campers took off early in the week to head for Orlando, and the trip included campers from Reach for Your Potential, Systems Unlimited, Handicap Development Center, and many others. The itinerary included visits to Universal Studios, Volcano Bay, Islands of Adventure Park, and much, much more. Campers had a wonderful time, and if you want to check out more information on our travel program for campers, you can check out campcourageous.org. Requests for 2023 adult camper sessions will open this Monday, December 19th at 7 a.m. in the morning. So you can get more information once again going to camp's website on that. Programs this past week, we had the folks from St. Thomas Aquinas Knights of Columbus over to the camp from Cascade, longtime supporters of the camp, and we appreciate all their support. We also had our friends from the Cedar River Mill of the International Paper out of Cedar Rapids come out to support the camp. Megan Shuck was out, a wonderful person, great organization. We have lots and lots of volunteers and supporters from International Paper there in Cedar Rapids and throughout the area. And they've been great supporters of the camp's respite care program, along with a lot of our expansion. Also this past week, we had the Mental Health and Disability Services of East Central Region out to camp. May and her group have been wonderful throughout the pandemic. They had to meet virtually and in person, and they had to be spread out. So we gave them the opportunity to meet in Durgan Pavilion. We believe so much in this organization that it's been a treat to have them out at camp. The counties that are represented in that group include Benton County, Bremer County, Buchanan County, Delaware County, Iowa County, Johnson County, Jones County, and of course, Linn County. So a great thank you to those folks for coming out and having their meetings. Here at Camp Courageous, it's such an important group. Fundraisers going on right now are, we thank our good friends Jeff Collins and Melora Cosgrove from Donut Land. They've been going now for 51 years, and they're doing roundup for Camp Courageous at their stores on Center Point Road, Williams Boulevard in Cedar Rapids, or the First Avenue store in Iowa City. Once again, roundup at the Donut Lands throughout the area. A big thank you to those folks. If you want to watch a Polar Run 5K or a Reindeer Plunge at Central Park here in Jones County, it starts today at 12:45 with a Candy Cane 800-meter run for 10 and under, and then a 1 p.m. 5K and a 2 p.m. Reindeer Plunge. A big thank you to our friends at B&W Racing Services for selecting Camp Courageous as a charity that will benefit from this event. There's still time left to get the perfect stocking stuffer, and that's a raffle ticket for the 1971 VW bus. We'll be raffling this off on December 31st at 12 noon. The last opportunity to buy a ticket will be the day before, Friday, December 30th at 12 noon. Anytime before that, you can buy a ticket. After that, there will be no tickets sold. And once again, the drawing will be at Durgan Pavilion here at Camp Courageous. You can also watch it on Facebook. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Grotto. It's now open year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. From now to Christmas, they're also open on Wednesday nights till 7 p.m. Run 100% by volunteers. 100% of the items that they're selling are donations, and 100% of the money goes to benefit Camp Courageous. We can't thank those folks enough, the volunteers, the buyers, those that give us items to sell. So a big thank you to those folks in Manchester. Camp Courageous is having a little mini winter sale in our camp's main lodge. Big thank you to all the volunteers that help out with that. That's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and the first Saturday of each month from 9 to noon. This is a great opportunity to take part in the Cedar Rapids Gazette's Give Back. If you go to the Camp Courageous' website from now to the end of the year, you can vote for Camp Courageous, and that gives the camp the opportunity to have free advertisement in the Cedar Rapids Gazette. A big thank you to the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You see lots of advertisement throughout the year on Camp Courageous, and Camp Courageous pays zero for that, thanks to those people that are out there voting. There's fruitcakes and cocoa bombs still available. You can go to Camp's website at campcourageous.org to check out those locations. There's very, very few fruitcakes left, so last chance to kind of grab some of those. Our big need right now is for lifeguard whistles. You can go to Camp's website and check out where you can get those. Otherwise, a good plastic whistle is something that's really needed down in our pool area. Also, any type of paper products, paper towels, toilet paper, paper plates are always a constant need here at Camp Courageous. Lastly, we had some dear friends pass away this past week with the memorials going to Camp Courageous. Francis Nielsen from Cedar Rapids passed away, dear friend of Camp's for many, many years, along with Janitha Profs Lewis from Cedar Rapids, all longtime friends of Camp Courageous, and they asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous, which we are grateful for. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best of holiday seasons. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.